All right, it's the 15-minute morning show podcast. It's actually technically 14 minutes and 30 seconds.
Oh, cool.
Give away our secrets.
Just letting you know. So if you feel cheated, that's why. Leave them one more. All right, let's look in our Zoom room. And by the way, this is all being recorded, so you can watch the Zoom room of the podcast. It's me along with Froggy, and there's Scary, and there's Danielle, and Straight Nate, and Gandhi. And Scotty B is in the frame, but he's not in the audio. So it's like we're watching him.
Yeah.
Kind of creepy. And there's Garrett. And then now I think we do have an official, well-connected line with Dave Brody. Dave Brody.
Hello, everybody.
How are you doing?
Hey, Brody.
Gandhi, you like my angle? Here.
I do. It's a good angle. You're looking good.
When he looks like one of these things is not like the other. That's what it looks like.
I'll just give up now.
No, don't quit. You can power through.
So how many days have we been doing this? I mean, to the day. It's 3 months and...
Oh, so in 4 days, we'll be at 3 months exactly.
Wow. A long time for us to be all over the world. Froggy in his guest bedroom in Jacksonville. I'm out in the middle of the farmlands, a horse country of New Jersey, and Danielle's suburban New Jersey, and there's Scary in the studio along with... Straight Nate and Scotty B. And then, of course, Gandhi's all the way over there in Detroit. So,
yep.
Going to work is a whole different thing now, except for, I guess, Scary and Nate. You guys have the same routine you've always had. This hasn't changed at all for you guys, has it?
We never, ever broke stride. I mean, we have not. We were talking about this the other day. We have not missed one morning. We're still coming in here. We're still doing what we've always done. And I feel like I'm going to be better built for this when we all come back because nothing's changed.
Yeah. I think the only thing that we've added, Elvis, is that we have a drink every day. But other than that, we're kind of the same here.
Well, welcome to my world. I have a drink every day, too. Hey, but didn't you see something weird on the way to work today, Nate?
Oh, yeah. So I was driving to work, and I pulled up to a stoplight, and I see this guy roll down his window. So I think he's going to say something to me. And then I see him doing this. So I'm assuming he farted in his car and was trying to get...
And he's shoveling it?
That's a sign.
I'm like, is he shoveling his stank?
Like he was shoveling his hair out of his window.
You know it's a bad fart when you can physically pick it up and move it to another location. What, Froggy?
I saw the strangest thing the other day, too. This reminds me. I meant to tell you guys. The other day, I saw a guy roll down his window and throw underwear out the window. And I'm like, wait a second. What just happened in that car that he had to discard his underwear?
Did it stick to the side of the car?
I was like, what in the world happened?
No.
Gross.
So, what's something you're never, ever going to be able to do, even though you want to do it? This conversation came from Nate. Nate would love to have a dog, but Nate's allergic to anything and everything with a heartbeat, including some people. So you guys, you tested a dog over the weekend, and it was a major failure, right?
Yeah, just to give everybody the backstory, I've been allergic to dogs and cats, everything with fur, hair, my entire life. But over the last 2 years, I've been doing allergy shots for cats and dogs and with the hopes that, okay, maybe we can get a dog. So we looked for one of the most hypoallergenic dogs, and it was a Yorkshire Terrier, which is like the size of, I don't know, a softball. So some puppies came in, and we wanted to try it. So they said, well, you can try the puppy out and just sit in your car with the puppy and see if you have a reaction. So we had this cute, I mean, it looked like a teddy bear. I mean, it was the cutest little puppy ever. And I'm holding the puppy, and it's just, you know, I'm letting it rub all over me. And after 20 minutes, I think, oh, I'm fine. I'm not having a reaction. So they take the puppy back, and then I sit back in the car, and I'm like, okay, maybe I'm having a little trouble breathing. 5 minutes later, full-blown asthma allergy attack. And it's just so frustrating that, like, you know, I did everything I possibly could to try and make this work, and I just have to resign myself to the fact that I'm never going to be able to have a dog. I'm never going to be able to feel what it's like to have something run towards me.
I say try a schnauzer. They don't have fur. It's hair.
I know. I think we may try. That's like our last ditch because I was telling Heather.
You know what? That kind of pisses me the fuck off. Why is a schnauzer your last ditch effort?
Yeah.
Fuck you, Nate.
What's wrong with the schnauzer?
Guess I'll have to get a schnauzer.
God, when I meet your little dog, I'm going to tell him, you know what, little puppy? You are Nate's last ditch. You were the last one.
That's not what I meant.
What you said.
Well, wait, what did you say about a schnauzer before? You said something that wasn't
He said
so
it's,
nice.
Quote, not a manly dog. When I go outside, I'll have to cover it with an umbrella when it rains.
But Yorkie is. Get out of here.
A Yorkie is manly. Why do you have to post a gender on a dog or whatever? You make this
guys
Danielle.
The point.
The point is you'll never ever be able to have a dog.
Yes. I want to be able to have like a lab that I can, you know, a big.
Never have one.
Yes, I'll never be able to.
You've
have
given
that.
Up.
I can't even have a little dog. Period.
Collab for conclusion. Okay, we got to move on. Danielle, what is it you're never going to be able to do?
I'll never be able to have a jar of mayonnaise even in my household. And I know this is the dumbest thing ever, but here's how I know. Yeah. My mom is staying with me right now, and she's like, you don't even have mayo in the house. Like, could I at least have a jar in the refrigerator? I looked at her, and I said, there is no way in hell you are allowed to bring mayonnaise into this house. She's like, well, doesn't anyone else eat it? I said, they're not even allowed to taste it. Like, that is just not,
you can't do that.
I don't give a shit. She did. There is no fucking way. No way in hell.
She's made it very clear. And you know what, Danielle, you deserve that right. If you Thank do you. So much for everyone in that household. The only thing you ask is no mayonnaise.
That's all
she's asking. And I think that's an easy request to fulfill. What about you, Brody? What is something you're never ever gonna do ever?
I'll never be able to order Chinese food without making any changes.
Oh.
I have to order without
that's within
something.
Your control.
No, I can't eat it. I'm like Danielle with mayonnaise. I won't eat vegetables, so I have to take 10 minutes to order Chinese food.
Oh,
I mean, there's a million things I'll never be able to do. I'll never jump out of a plane. Never do that. I mean, you guys might want to push me out of a plane.
Well, I think, you know what, if we could, several times we've thought that, but I think this conversation is more as what is something you really want to do, but you're resigned to the fact you're never ever going to be able to do it. It's kind of sad down. Okay, good. Danielle, we'll come back to you. Think about it. Mayonnaise doesn't count. See, Nate's was very valid. He really wants a dog, but he knows, sadly, he'll never be able to do that.
Mine is
give birth to a child. I want to know what it feels like to go full term and then, you know, pop a baby out of my vagina.
Oh.
I want to feel that. But I know I never will be able to do that. Hey, how about you, Froggy? What is it you sadly know you'll never be able to do?
You know, used to back in the day, I was a huge fan of NASCAR. Not so much anymore, but I used to be a huge fan. I used to want to always feel the rush of driving a car in a race like that, driving like 200, 225 miles an hour in a race and get that rush. I know that I'm never going to do it, but it would be so cool to try.
Well, it sounds like from Lisa, you drive like that anyway on the highway.
Yes, because she drives like an old lady.
He does.
No, I
bullshit. Don't. I've been in the car with
how
you.
How many fucking cars have
that.
You wrecked versus how many
Whatever.
I've wrecked? That's what
you're
I thought.
You're a fucking lunatic.
Oh, here we go.
When you're not texting driving.
How many cars have you wrecked?
Here we go.
I've wrecked a grand total of zero. 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 I've wrecked none.
I have not wrecked.
None. None.
I have
zero.
Not wrecked a lot
zero.
Of cars.
Bullshit. You wreck them in parking lots.
I hate you so much. I hate you so much.
But I love you.
Hey, Scary. Scary, sadly, regretfully, you must announce that you want to do it, but you can't. What is it?
I would so love to have kids, but I just can't do it.
Get out of here.
I've always wanted kids my entire life.
First of all, you can, and you also never wanted to have them.
Right, he shouldn't.
Here's the thing. Especially, I mean, yesterday the deal was sealed. I was at my father's barbecue, and now we have not one but three nephews running around. And two of them are infants, one from my brother's son and Jack, and my sister's son, Nico. And Nico must have crapped three times while we were there. So it's three different diaper changes. Jack wouldn't stop crying. I'm like, oh my God.
That's how kids work.
These moms, these poor moms, my sister-in-law and my sister, they don't get a break. My brother-in-law, they're going nuts. And then, you know, Lucas is up playing his Roblox. You know, he's isolationist moment before getting a haircut in the garage because his hair. And I'm thinking like, there's just no fucking way. I would never be able to do this.
Did you get in your car and you couldn't speed away fast enough? You're like, get me the fuck out of here away from these kids.
Maybe I'm selfish. Okay. I love to talk to them, play with them, buy them gifts. I love all the good
So parts. The thought of having a child is okay, but the thought of really having a child is not okay. Yes. Hey, I got it. Then don't. Hey, Garrett.
Yes.
What is it you want to do, but you know, sadly, you'll never be able to do it?
Eat a massive amount of sugar. Just being a diabetic. Now I can have candy. I can have sugar. It's not that. But I'm talking like my stomach hurting. I have a sugar rush high and then just crash. Not happening.
Mm. Wow. Well,
sorry.
I'm glad you're not going to do that. Finally.
Me too.
I saved Gandhi for the last because Gandhi basically does anything and everything she wants to do, in my opinion. So what is there you really want to do, but you know, sadly, you'll never, ever be able to do it?
So I feel like you guys might hate me for this answer, but I've really been trying to think about it. And I think that at this point in my life, without having kids or being married or having anything that's really anchoring me anywhere, I don't feel like there's something I can't do. I think that if I really wanted to do anything, I could do it. Sorry, Nate, flipping me the bird. I'm not allergic like you.
Damn you.
I mean, there's stuff like I would have loved to meet Muhammad Ali, and obviously I will not be able to do that now. I think there's stuff like that with people who have passed away I would love to do, or maybe like, God, it would have been awesome to be on that Forbes 25 under 25 list. That's not going to happen now. But aside from that, I think a lot of it's like within our grasp if we really want to do it.
What's Scotty doing?
I agree.
Must be nice.
I like that. Scotty B.
Scotty, what the hell are you doing?
He can't hear us. What is he doing?
What's he doing?
He's rubbing something.
No, he's shaking cereal.
Oh. It looks like he was online watching Alex on Chatterbait.
It did. Oh, my God. The Scotty shake over there.
What the hell was he doing?
Scotty, what are you doing?
It's like he was rubbing the cereal against his junk.
He has to hit a button.
Oh, man.
He'll be right in.
Oh, okay. My God. That was hysterical.
Well, okay, so there you go. We all announced like what it is. We really want to do, but we will never be able to do it. But that's okay.
Well, I think mine was wrong because I went the wrong direction. I didn't realize.
Yeah, Danielle, let's go back to you. You have a redo. What is something you really want to do, but sadly, you know you won't be able to do it?
It's probably at this point, because I would think I'm out of the age range, that would be a Disney princess at Disney World. I think I should have done it when I was in college, but I almost got there, didn't quite get there. So that's probably it. I always wanted to perform in Disney World. So, you know, maybe you never know. I could still maybe squeeze it with something else, but the Disney princess days are probably.
Wait, hold on. No. Okay, maybe the princess. But like maybe an evil stepsister?
I could be. Well, I
think. She's already doing
Maleficent. That. You could be Maleficent.
I could. I'm not tall enough to be Maleficent. There's a height thing. Yeah.
Well, if they put out Grandma and the Beast.
You're an asshole, Brody. Wow. Shut his mic off. Asshole.
There's got to be some character that you can play at Disney World. Let us think about that. We'll get back to you.
Okay. Thank you.
Scotty B is here. What's up?
Dude, what were you doing with the cereal box?
What
were you doing in there? Oh, did you have your dick in a box?
No. Well, not this time. No, I was shaking the cereal up.
Oh.
Whatever you call it.
We're still doing we're still doing that other podcast, Serial Killer, so I have to send cereal to Andrew in little baggies, so I have to shake it up first so it doesn't, you know.
It looked as if you were frosting the flakes, if you know what I mean, is what it looked like.
Yes, it did.
I only do that at home.
Never eating over.
Jacking it.
Oh, God, apple jacking it.
Okay.
All right, well, that was sick. All right, well, there you go. At the end of the day, there are so many things you can do. There are so many dreams you can make come true. So just because you can't do a few things, I don't know. Gandhi, your answer is my favorite. It's like, I don't know. I think I can do anything I want. So there.
Yeah. I think we all Gandhi. Can. Oh, and then, sorry, Brody. Then
my least favorite was Brody. I'll never be able to order Chinese food without changing the order.
It's a hardship. Better than Gandhi's answer.
Oh, there you go. All right. We got to get out of here. There's your 15-minute morning show podcast. Someone else is hosting tomorrow. I'm out of questions.
Okay.